This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Mamma mia, here I go again. Mama, how can I resist you? Mamma mia, does it show again? Mama, just how much I missed you. Yes, I've been broken hearted. Lose the day we...
You pointed at me and... I didn't realize that I was listening to just the song, and there was nobody saying, here's Paul Hamilton or anything, and that was my cue to start talking, and I thought you were telling me Paul was ready, but Paul's not ready, but Paul's going to be ready soon. Paul has been, Paul's had a couple of days, maybe even a whole week, planes, trains, and automobiles, but he was on the scene there. He just heard Kevin Adams, the GM of the Sabres, pouring over extensively the deadline moves and really kind of recapping the season to this point. Three reporters there on the scene, our Paul Hamilton, one of them Mike Harrington of the Buffalo News, and Matthew Fairburn from The Athletic, the other guys whose voices you heard there, along with Kevin Adams. So we're going to get to Paul as soon as he's ready to join us here, hopefully during this segment. And but also let you know that if, you know, while we're waiting for Paul, you want to get in, you got something to say, you just heard, I don't know, 35 minutes of Kevin Adams talking about his team, their season, his moves, his lack of moves, his relationship with ownership and the players, and really all of it. So there's been a lot that's happened here in the last 24 hours. We had the Greenway News contract extension yesterday. He's here for two more years. Jason Zucker is kind of getting lost in the shuffle here. Re-signed today for two more years under the $5 million mark he was making for this season, but two more years, I think $4.75 million is the annual average value on the contract for him. Greenway's around $4 million a year for the for each of the 2 years. So those moves got made, but the big one is a core piece that was under contract and underperforming badly for two seasons running, and that is Dylan Cousins. He goes to Ottawa along with Dennis Gilbert and a second-round pick, and in return, the Sabres get a depth defenseman, Jacob Bernard. Where'd his name go? Jacob Bernard Docker. Sorry, JBD. You heard Kevin Adams refer to him as. But the big piece, I'm burying the lead. I'm saving the best for last. Stairway to Heaven. Josh Norris is the big player coming back to the Sabres in this transaction today. A couple of other minor moves. We'll try to cover all of it with Paul Hamilton, who now joins us on the Western Hotline live from Florida. Paul, kudos to you and Harrington and Fairburn for going 35 minutes with the GM. That was well done. And I guess kudos to Adams too. Adams too for him standing there that long and talking with you guys.
Yeah, he did.
What do you think of the big move here, the Norris and Cousins deal? It comes with risk of injury, of course. This player Norris has had a lot of problems, specifically with his shoulder, one shoulder, three different surgeries on the same part of his body. But I said at the outset of the show today, Paul, and I don't even think it's really close. The Sabres got the better player if both guys play, you know, 82 games or 70 games. I think Norris is going to be the better player. It's a question of whether he can play 70 games or even 82 games. He's never played more than 66 in a professional season.
No, that's absolutely true. And, you know, he's had two shoulder surgeries. You worry about that. And, you know, they'll have to go from there. But I think it also is a trade for two players that probably could use a change of scenery. I think two very good players, but that, you know, things just haven't gone well for them. Whether it's injury, whatever it's been for Dylan Cousins. And, you know, Dylan Cousins, you know he wants to win. You know how he feels about the Buffalo Sabres and being a Buffalo Sabre and being part of the solution. And, you know, you heard Kevin Adams say, and, you know, I shook his hand earlier and wished him well. And, you know, he was, you could just tell, it's like he was upset, not, you know, because he wanted to be part of the solution. And this is the first time he's really had to become part of a business, you know, and, you know, it was hard on him.
Yep.
But, you know, that's okay. I mean, that's the NHL. The NHL is a business. We all know it because we've been around it for so long. But, you know, young players haven't necessarily experienced it like that. And, you know, this is a tough day for him. It's a tough day for his teammates. And it was a tough day for Brady Tkachuk, if you saw that.
I did, yes.
Norris is an extremely good friend of his.
I was going to mention that,
you know,
because
so it was a tough day all around for them.
Yeah, I saw Tkachuk, and I didn't see this part of the clip or hear it myself, but I read that he went on to say that he feels badly for Cousins, that, you know, Cousins is going to see him standing there being so emotional about Norris, and like it's not a reflection on what he thinks of Cousins. It's just, you know, his friend, his best friend on the team, just got traded away, so he's emotional about it. But he had the presence of mind as the captain of that team and a leader on that team to at least try to let Cousins know, like, this isn't a reflection of how I really feel about you. It's just that my dude just got dealt, right?
Yeah, and this is, I think, similar to this team that when Casey Mittelstadt got traded. You know how much, you know, everybody on this team liked him, and he was a good friend to all as far on this team, and it shook them up when he got traded. By the way, he got traded again today.
Yep.
Didn't work out for him in Colorado. But, you know, so that was kind of the first time this group had to endure something like that. Now they're going to have to endure it again, and quite frankly, if they want to become a good team, they're going to have to endure it again. I mean, obviously, I don't think Kevin Adams is done. He didn't sound like he thinks he's done either as far as remolding this team. And he understands that, all right, this didn't work and we have to do it differently now. And, you know, he understands that the core that they committed to isn't necessarily going to, you know, be the core that's going to be here if they want to be successful. They can't just keep rolling it out and rolling it out. And that means making tough decisions and making trades like this and, you know, doing things like that and not stopping. You know, now that's two trade deadlines in a row. He's made a hockey trade. And that's not something that's done, you know, quite often. But it can't just stand on that. You know, it has to be more once the off season comes. You know, you have to be very active. You have to understand who can we, if you're Kevin Adams, who can we keep, who just isn't fitting in this core? Because, you know, they're good hockey players in almost every case, but they're just not meshing together, ending their third year as a core, which means it has to be changed, and this is the first step towards that.
Yeah. Paul, I think, like, two things often can be true at one time, often are true at one time. I think, you know, you and I and Mike together this week have talked about Adams and how long he's had the job and should he even still have the job. And I think we all agreed, like, it's already been enough time. You should have a better result in pro sports than you've gotten in a fifth season now as a GM. So, like, that, you know, I feel that way about Adams. But at the same time, I think he did today a thing that he's been accused of not being able to do, even though he did do it last year. Like you just said, you remind everybody that he did make a hockey trade last year, Byram for Mittelstadt. And so this is 2 years in a row he's pulled that off. I didn't like his chances of pulling a better player into the boat here for Cousins. And I think he's done that with Norris, of course, with the caveat that he's had real health concerns. But I like this trade. You know, I don't love this GM anymore. I'm sort of worn out by him. I think a lot of fans are. But I think he did a good job today.
Yeah, no, there's no question. I agree.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
With you. I like the trade. And, you know, if Josh Norris can just stay healthy, I think, you know, he's going to be fine as a hockey player. Remember when he came out in the draft? He was a highly touted player. And it's just he's had unfortunate injuries that have kind of slowed him down along the way. And, you know, we'll see how it goes for him. And they're two different. They're talented in different ways, I think I can put it. You know what? Even if it doesn't work out, I don't think I would criticize it, because this is a trade where I think both players might be able to use a change of scenery and become the players that they had been before. So I think you've got to try things like this, and if they don't work out, then try it again a different way. You know, I think this is a good first step.
Yeah, I think, look, any trade you make is a bet, even if it's for picks. It's a long-range bet. You know, you get to pick that player. But any trade is a gamble, I think. And this, to me, yeah, is definitely one worth making. You know what's really interesting? I want to move on here while we've got you for a few more minutes, Paul, to talk about the other pieces and the other moves that were made today, and even maybe some bigger stuff around the league if we have time. What's interesting about Norris, looking back at him and his development going back to the National Development Program, And even at the University of Michigan, this is not a guy that was a big scorer. He got to the AHL after he got traded from San Jose to Ottawa and scored 31 goals in 56 games, and then has produced consistently at that level in the NHL, again, never more than 66 games. He had 35 in that season, 21-22, and has gotten rewarded and has a big contract. But it's weird to me, like, he didn't even have, like, a big burst year playing junior hockey or anything. It's just, it wasn't until he turned pro that he became a goal scorer, really.
And I think San Jose saw that in him when they when they drafted him, and Ottawa saw that in him when they demanded him in the trade for Carlson. You know, that, you know, might be a little bit of a late bloomer, but has that type of talent that, you know, you can come forward with. So it's just, you know, one of those things. And, you know, people talk about, you know, they are the Sabres going to make a move? Are they going to do this? Are they going to trade Paterka? Are they going to do this? And you know what I'm like with that. I just back off it all because I can't predict how many trades they're going to make in the day or anything like that. And who had Dylan Cousins being traded for Josh Norris? I mean, that really didn't come up.
Right.
I mean, Cousins' name came up that people wanted to have discussions about him, but Adams wasn't actively shopping him. And, you know, finally Ottawa had an intriguing, you know, way of putting it. And they, as he said, it was a longer type of a trade conversation. It didn't just happen overnight. But, you think back, it really wasn't talked about, that particular trade.
No, not at all.
Being made or with Dennis Gilbert in it or a pick being in it or anything like that. So that's why, you know, I know I just back off sometimes when it's like, well, what do you think they're going to do? What are they going to do with this? You just never know. Honestly, I don't think he knows when he goes into the day, you know, what's going to come together and what's not.
Yeah.
He knows the conversations he's had. He knows what direction he would like to take those conversations. But I don't think he knows how many trades he's going to make or, you know, who it's going to be.
Paul, to that point, of course, Cousins' name was all over the place. In you know, any blog you read about the trade deadline and the trade market and the trade big board, his name was there. And look, I'm not going to pretend that I consumed every morsel of that kind of content, but you know whose name I never saw one time speculated about? The guy the Sabres acquired today, Norris. I never saw his name. That came out of nowhere for me. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, if all the big wheels are being honest, I think they would have to say the same thing. I mean, I never heard his name once.
But, you know, even like when Paterka's name popped up yesterday out of a couple of places, and then all of a sudden one of the beat reporters just said, this isn't right. The Rangers are not having discussions about Paterka, and he turned out to be right. I mean, as Kevin Adams said, no, that didn't happen. That wasn't happening. And that doesn't mean he would never trade Paterka. It just means sometimes you have to be careful with what you hear out there. People take it as gospel, and then they will, this is definitely going to happen, or it's imminent, or something like that, and it really isn't.
Paul, how about a quick word on the Zucker extension? We covered Greenway yesterday on pregame. How about Zucker?
I think that's a good thing. You know, he got a 2-year deal. Remember the 1-year deal he had for $5 million. This is under $5 million, but he got a second year out of it. And I'm wondering, we'll get a chance to chat with him when we finally get back to, he gets back to practice and everything. But I wonder if maybe his agent told him, if you go to the market, maybe you're only going to get 1 year. Remember, I don't know if he had a lot of interest coming into this free agency, and maybe you'd get the $5 million, but you might be better off taking the guaranteed money for 4.75 at 2 years and getting the extra year out of it. Again, I'm just speculating here. But, you know, and that might be something that he thought, yeah, that would be a better thing to get the extra money and the extra year on the contract.
Have you had a chance to digest any of the other bigger news? I know you've been running around a lot here, but Marchand to Florida, Rantanen into Dallas, some very, very big name players moving to big time contenders who are loading up today.
I think Rantanen will do better in Dallas than he did in Carolina. That Dallas team seems more to his talents, maybe to say. I didn't see the Marchand things coming. I didn't think, you know, the Bruins obviously now with the people they've traded are going into rebuild mode. You know, so that's one thing you're going to have to look at with that. And so, no, I did not see that one coming at all. But then, you know, Carlo went and Coyle went. And, you know, they made deals. Now, Adams couldn't comment on Yoki Haru going to Boston because, you know, he can't comment until the trade is actually made by the league. The Obey Cabell one just was made before he walked in with us. But and we understand that. That's
sure.
every right. GM I've dealt with throughout. This is the NHL, and even though the trade deadline is at 3 o'clock, you can be sitting here at 5 o'clock, and all of a sudden trades are coming down. I think they still have a fax machine because that's what they used to blame it on. Well, the fax machine couldn't handle all the trades that came over. So at 5 o'clock, the Buffalo Sabres traded so-and-so. I think they may still be using that fax machine.
Paul, I've been refreshing the TSN trade tracker. They still don't have return on the Yoki Haru deal, like you're saying, nor the Marchand deal. I mean, it's amazing. Here we are 2.5 hours after the deadline has passed. All right, Paul, thanks for all the heavy lifting. Great job getting there and getting us on the air with Adams Live like you did. We really appreciate it. And enjoy the rest of your time in Florida.
No problem, and I will, and have a good weekend, and we will talk soon.
All right, there you go. There's Paul Hamilton live from Florida. A lot of scrambling around for Paul. He had flight delays again today, but he got there and got what we needed from the Sabres general manager on a big trade deadline day. Paul's appearances always brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. We have about a half an hour here, some spots to make up, but we got about a half an hour here if you want to get in, because we'll sail at the top of the hour on some. There was Bills news today, too. I know, crazy, right? But 803-0550 if you want to comment on anything you heard from Adams, from Paul, from me, Chad DeDominicis, going back to the 4 o'clock hour, anything you want, have at it. 803-0550 is the number. Mike is away today, along with Zach Jones. I am the Bulldog, and this is WG.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.